Hello, BGZ. My name is Bryden Reed, and this is my first ever podcast. I'm going to be doing a podcast on Star Conquest, which is a MUD. If you have no idea what a MUD is a, it stands for multi-user dungeon. It is sort of a text-based game where you type in commands to create, to do actions for your character. So, for example, look at a ball. And you type look at ball, and it'll describe to you what a ball is. The ball looks like, rather. But what Star Conquest is a space-based one. A space-based MUD. That MUD is considerably nicer, I'd say. What you do in this one is you try to get as much credits as possible. There's no winning side to it. It's an RPG, so you play a character. And if you have no idea what an RPG stands for, it stands for role-playing game. So you play a character, you play a part of a character that you create yourself by doing a profile, which is what basically your goals are for your character, what your personality is, and a little bit about yourself, like your history. There are four different types of points. Well, there are many activities that you can do while in this game. You can salvage, which is when you go out into space, there's this trash or pieces of minerals called debris. And you bring that debris into your ship. And I'll be showing some examples of that shortly. You can also do mail deliveries, asteroid hauling. I'll be demonstrating a few of them for the time being. This is part one. Salvage or industry earning activities for cadets, and I'll usually maybe go on to part two, which will be combat for cadets, and part three, which is ground combat for cadets. So let's get started, shall we? I'm currently using the trial version of VIP MUD. There is a sound pack available for the VIP MUD sound pack, or VIP MUD Star Conquest thing, which I currently do not know the information off the top of my head, but I know if you go to if you Google it. Ooh, excuse me. God, there's a bunch of spam coming in, and that's the sound of a ship landing. I don't know if anyone can hear my sounds. I'll turn up my speakers a little bit. And my character's name is John McAleer. And, excuse me. Oh my god. We're going to enter in one of my ships called Debris or Not Debris, by typing ENT. That is enter. Enter debris, which ENT stands for enter, so I'm going to enter. Now, I'm going to type in ENTER again, or actually let's type it look first. Or L could, or look could be shortened to L, but here is the look itself. Okay, it gives me those two directions. I can go out and enter. Enter is bringing me into the ship, so I'm going to type in ENT again, ENT, again. Yeah, and now I'm in my storage, or my control room. So I'm going to sit chair, which I do have a chair here. And I'm going to power my ship up, which powers your, it turns on basically your engine, so power. Which you just type in power. And you hear that. Now notice there's no text appearing, there's just a sound. That's what's neat about a sound effect, is you don't get that spam that you'll hear usually when you play these games. You'll hear spam, such as you hear noises and dark hum, you hear humming as your ship powers up, blah 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 blah, whatever. But this is it's just a sound that signifies that. So I'm gonna launch my ship. If I get away from my stupid keyboarding skills, but whatever. Launching. Launch. And it'll launch your ship. There we go, so I can get you. So I'm going to jump to one of my my favorite salvage spots, which is jump 11, or jump sector 11, if you will. But the way you jump to sectors is you type in the jump and the name. So currently I'm in Chettable, or Chet, C-H-E-T, by the way. So I'm going to jump 11. Okay, I'm going to type in M, or move, could be used, but M is the shorthand version.
M, destinations in this sector, space stations, 1 sector 11 outpost debris, 2 debris nearest end to your destination.
And I can type in 2,
you're already there.
And it says I'm already there, so I'm going to type in SAL for salvage. It'll bring in the nearest pieces or piece of debris. And now you hear blank, because...
Only blank. The debris is now secured in the ship's hold. Scanning reveals it to be a chunk of radium.
Now, if you have no idea what I just did there, VIP mud basically has two windows. A read-only edit field and an edit field. The read-only edit field is basically your history, or your output. And your edit field is your entry. But NVDA, I have an add-on, which, basically make sounds for those items. So it doesn't tell you if it's a read-only or a read-only edit.
Read-only blank.
It just says read-only.
Blank.
And it says blank, because now I'm in edit field. So I'm going to move again and move to another piece of debris. I'm going to type or check my coordinates by pressing C. And I'll get more into coordinates as we progress through the series. And then I'm going to type ETA, which I just did, for my how much longer do I have to get to the next piece of debris or area, planet or whatever. So salvage again and bring it in.
Secured in the ship's hold. Scanning reveals it to be an inanimate carbon rod. There is no more nearby debris.
Okay, I'm going to type in storage. I think cargo works just as well, just fine, but storage is what I do.
S-O-T-S-M-T-O-R-A-E-E-A-R-R-A-G-E.
Storage?
Storage hold contents. Name, units, a chunk of radium 1,441, an inanimate carbon rod, one weight capacity. 52,500 total weight, 1,442 remaining weight capacity, 51,058.
Okay. Now basically we're done here. because I've already salvaged two pieces of debris. You can salvage more or less. It doesn't really matter.
Thank you all, you beautiful people.
That was just a transmission. I'll get to it eventually. Okay, now I'm gonna jump back to Chet. Chet is owned by the Fringe. You have there are four alliances. League, which is your old school people. They were like, this is where Old Earth, they live on Old Earth, the planet Old Earth, which is basically our Earth now. The AEU, or EU, as NVDNA likes to pronounce it, are the explorers. They're like, probably, maybe one of the first colonists to ever launch or to explore space. Then you have the EAOS, which is EOS, or science. They're very scientific related. You don't even see any pilots of that alliance anymore. They just have their stations. And then you have your Fringe, which are very military. Military-based people. They're very military oriented. Oh, yay, we have beards. I don't think I should really get into characters and stuff. No, I'm just showing you industry, earning activities. Basically, if you're a male character, you have hair, and if you're a female character, I think your hair will grow longer, but since I have a beard... And then you have your mutuality, which are like the outcasts. These are like the out dogs, or whatever you'd call them. I don't really know the proper term, but they're not outcasts. They're just separated from normal alliances. They have little space stations. They have little stations that they have little tiny wrecked up pieces of space station. So I'm gonna move to Chet, which is the first option. Now, you keep on hearing, you've probably heard this twice already, but something about Morningstar. Morningstar is basically an organization. I am part of an organization where it's like a bunch of pilots. It's mostly like a friend-to-friend thing. Get along, and if you have certain causes and you want other pilots to join, you can create an org. Now it asks if I want to land, so I'm going to type Y for yes.
Notification from Morningstar.
Stupid spam. Okay, now I'm going stand up, and once I land, and I'm going to transfer. Guys, hush. Those are just other players. They're talking. So I'm going to transfer. And I know... I wish... I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this on the host side, but when you're transferring, it'll give you a list of... It'll give you a list of pieces of debris that's in your storage hold. And you have to transfer at least all of... You might want to transfer all of them in for you to get enough cash, but I don't know why it's saying it's giving me the option of just one or two or three. So I'm going to type three for all. I'm not gonna power down. I'm gonna go to our mail room, which is end up northwest of here, which you can type NW. you can basically type N for north, NE for northeast, A for east, SE for southeast, S for south, SW for southwest, W for west, NW for northwest, U for up, D for down. I think O is out. I don't think there's an ENT is enter as well as I think you know by now. ENT is enter. And so I'm going to go to northwest for to our mailroom. And I'm going to request for a mail item to be loaded into my ship and be sent to another planet. Okay, now it gives me a list of possible ships that are on the landing pad, and my ship is here, so I'm going to press 1. I hate when that happens. Nah, I just forgot my destination. Oh, crud. Destination. I'm going to, type my destination. So, since my friend's calling me, I'm going to answer him. Gamma's already 3. If you don't know Greek, Alpha, they use Greek a lot in this game. So I'm going to type, since I'm talking to this person, I'm going to type OOC, which is Ukli, or out of character talk, because I'm going to say something out of character. Now, it said, do you want to land? So I'm going to hit. Now, once I landed. Now I'm going to type 2. Usually it's just the mail package in here, and 2 is all, so I'm going to hit 2. Okay, no, it's just 1 again. I'm going to probably do maybe one more activity that might be interesting. It's called couriering. Which is over the line, you hear Roland Stormblade say, "Getting this new engine, I'm excited, definitely not dead." Now he's just my friend's talking about a new engine that he's gonna get. Since when you first start, you hear Roland Stormblade say, "Been wanting it off for ages, over the line, you hear Roland Stormblade say, for well never destination." Stop. No. I'm gonna do couriering, which is basically a you get loaded with some certain piece of an item to be transferred or to be given to a planet. It's sort of like a second job within a job. That's the Alliance channel.
base transmits. Hi.
I'd like to apologize for all this. You hear like a bunch of random bleeps and boops and stuff. Pardon his language.
You hear Roland Stormblade say, this engine can max out at over the line. You hear Roland Stormblade say, holy shit.
Since I'm standing, I'm gonna power down. Oh my god, pardon his language. I'm like to apologize. I'm going to say. So much spam. I'm gonna go up, or S, and I'm going to turn off my comm. Should have done that at the beginning of the podcast, but whatever. I'm gonna hang up on him, and I'm going to enter in my zero, which is basically 039, which is my cargo hauler for the courier company. Sorry I wasn't really able to talk there, but what I did was I requested for cargo. Hint, request is the command that I used while inside the cargo requisition office. I don't know. Oops. Jump. That beeping that you heard was basically another person. My computer is letting me know that my there's another ship that's like one unit away from me. So that's what you heard. Don't be alarmed. He's not gonna kill me yet. At least I hope he wasn't. Plus he couldn't anyways, but whatever. So what I did was I requested for a piece of for something to deliver, and it gave me a list of possibilities I could choose from. I think it ranges from company to company, but I don't know what other companies do. But at least for Vortex Industries, which is the main fringe company, I transported, I think, a telegram, a priority telegram, and those are... You're basically on a time constraint for couriering. I think you get maybe 3 minutes. I don't know how long you actually get, but the longest I've seen is 3 minutes. I think. And once you... You get to the destination, and you land, you type deliver. And it lets you know. Now, I think this is all I can show you for now, because you're basically going to be a cadet when you first start the game. I'm going to tell you what to get in order to be successful in this game. So once you start up, you create your character and such, you need to go down to the ship shop. I don't really care what alliance you choose, but I'm going to give you the directions only for Fringe, because that's all I know. First, I'm gonna launch here. Fringe. It's out because you're gonna be standing in an office. 3D. That's three. It's D, enter, D, enter, D, enter. Every single command, you hit the enter key afterwards. Three Ds, one W, one S, and buy two. It's buying and lists and buying I'll get to once we get back to chat. I'm going to demonstrate that by shopping. Have fun. In the pilot lounge. So I want you to buy two. That's BUY space T, or number two. And then that'll get you into. You'll have to enter your name for your ship. Okay, I'm just checking the time. God, it's so creepy here. Okay, once we land. Okay. And create a ship, and you go out to Dusty. You jump Dusty, jump Spinward, or jump 11. Those would be pretty good salvage spots for you. Very good salvage spots. So I'm going to power down. I'll briefly cover this. Now list is gives you list of commands. Or excuse me. And it gives you number choices. So I'm going to type buy one because that's hot tea or hot drinks. And I'm gonna order the coffee. And I'm going to drain it. DR. Which basically means I take it all in one large gulp. And I'm going to drop this mug that I have. Okay, this concludes, my podcast. If you have a mud client that you'd like to use, the information is, the address is moo.squidsoft.net, that is M-O-O dot S-Q-U-I-D S-O-F-T dot N-E-T. The port number is 7777, that is 47s. If you have VIP mud and you'd like to get the sound pack for it, you can Google it, or yes, just Google it, or you can newbie it on the newbie channel. And Star Conquest also has a website where you can check out help files. If nothing that I've said helped you at all, or if helped any, pardon me for a second, you can click on the help link, and there's also a how to connect link in that thing as well. And if you'd like to contact me, you can either contact me in the game. My name is John McAleer. Again, I am part of the Fringe. Or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is breedto@gmail.com. I also have a couple. I have a Klango account. My name is B-Lord. If you'd like to get me there, if you do not know what Klango is, I'm not going to do a podcast on that because there's already two on Blind Cool Tech. You can even hear that there. Dang it. I also have the Quentin C Playroom. My name is B-Man. That's B-M-A-N. RS Games. My name is Brandon. And if you have a community 886 or whatever the crud that is, my name is B-Man there as well. That's B space man. So this concludes my podcast. Thank you for listening.